We're a blessed congregation. We appreciate you and your involvement in so many ways. Your always willingness to help each other, your love that you show for each other. I think we're second to none, and we appreciate all you do. It's my privilege to present you our worship plans for 2016. The worship committee, along with the elders, work hard each year to provide a quality program for the congregation. This past year, we feel that 2015 was one of the best years we've had. Thank you for your positive comments, your encouragement on the topics, the speakers we've had for our fifth Sundays and special Sundays, along with our Wednesday evening summer series. Again, we worked hard for 2016, and hopefully that we will present, once again, present a program that will be that will fit your needs and help you grow spiritually. The theme this year is this, the word better. Let us be better. And are you guys going to move me? Do I need to move me? Okay. Theme, let's be better, and let's do better in 2016 than we have in 2015 in past years. As Gary said in his prayer, let's grow closer to God. The verse for better, Hebrews 6:9. Though we speak in this way, yet in your case, beloved, we feel sure of better things. Things that belong to salvation. The theme will be broken down into four areas, and the scriptures for each quarter will be on the Bible reading handout. First quarter, better in our families. Be a better family member. Help each one in our families to grow spiritually, grow closer to God. The verse for this is Vision 4:32. Be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Second quarter, better in our church. Become involved. Be more involved in our congregation. This past year, we worked hard to try to get more people involved in our work here. And if you're not being utilized as you would like, please contact one of the elders, or Larry Odom, who's leads the involvement. And let us know, and we will look and see if we can find a way to get you involved. 1 Corinthians 15:58, be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Better in our community. More involved in our community. Be a shining light. Galatians 6:10, as we have opportunity, let us do good to everyone, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Better in a world. I will make you as a light for all nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth. You know, as we look at our world today and our government, we need to make sure that we let our leaders know that there is a God, and we want that to be part of what their leadership is to be. Wednesday evening summer series, the theme this year will be, Lord, help my unbelief. From time to time, do you have a question about the Bible? Hopefully we can answer some of those questions this year or your concerns. Some of the topics that would mention that will be that we will cover. How do I know God exists? Is the Bible really God's word? Why is there suffering? Does God really answer prayers? How can I know I'm saved? Is Jesus really the Son of God? These are some of the topics we will cover. There are others. Some of the speakers this year will be Tim Alsop of the Great Oaks Church of Christ in Memphis, Matt Cook, who's a faculty member at Freed Hardeman, Josh Ketchum, who's the minister at the Seven Oaks Church of Christ in Mayfield, Kentucky, Dave Phillips of the Germantown Church of Christ, Greg Lee of the Waynesboro Church of Christ, Matt Vega, one of our own members here, and Rick Burris, who works at New Pathways Children's Home in Melbourne, Kentucky. So we're looking forward to an outstanding summer series. Our fifth Sundays and special Sundays, January 31, will be a family emphasis day with Dr. Sam Jones of Freed Hardeman being with us on that day. August 21st will be Youth Emphasis Day. Chuck Marsh, Youth Director at the Crosswind Church of Christ and the Three-Way Community, will be our speaker. Our University Emphasis Day will be September 25th. Philip Jenkins, Youth Director at the Mount Juliet Church of Christ, where David Shannon preaches, will be our speaker. And then we will close out the year on special Sundays, will be October 30th. With our Mission Emphasis Day. We also, we will have our Senior Adult Rally once again. This will be April 2nd with Ralph Gilmore being our speaker. We will have some Sunday evening singings, have four lined up. April 10th and October 16th, the song leaders will work with the congregation, teaching us some new songs. July 17th, and December 25th, we will have a variety of song leaders. This will be an opportunity for you to suggest some of your favorite songs. We will have a sign-up sheet out at the information desk, and you can go by there and put on the list some songs that you would like for us to sing on those days, and hopefully we will be able to sing some of your favorite songs that day. Those evenings. We will have some other special Sunday evenings as we go by. Our Bible reading this year, 2015, was a challenging year. We read through the entire Bible. Year to be commended. More than 100 families was pretty much on schedule when we asked you to put it on back your attendance card a few weeks ago. That's very good. It was a challenging year as we read through the Bible. Some mentioned, said, you know, there's some times that I wished I wasn't kind of on a deadline, and I wished I could stop and I could have studied a little more. So this year, we're challenging you to read through the New Testament. We talked about it, said maybe we ought to challenge the congregation, read through it twice, three times, and four times. But one of the members, as I mentioned, said, we need more time to study. As Jeremy Hicks said, we need to dig in. So as we read through the New Testament this year, let me encourage you, perhaps get some commentaries, some study Bibles, utilize the internet, and hopefully that we will become more knowledgeable and stronger as a Christian. At this time, our young men will hand out our Bible reading cards for the first quarter of 2016. We will be doing this each quarter. Handed out a Bible reading card, and these have seemed to be very popular the way we handle this. As we close this morning with this part of the service, let me encourage you to be better and to do better in 2016 and to grow spiritually. After the young men have handed out the cards, Larry Gillum will come and lead us in a prayer.